to help grow their business, hire new employees, purchase equipment, or any other business reason with no restrictions. But hurry, this program won't last forever. Again, if you've been in business for over a year and deposit $15,000 or more into your business bank account, you could get up to $100,000 or more in as little as 24 hours. Call 1-800-400-5082 to find out how. 1-800-400-5082.
All right, Ro, Khan, Anna DeVlantes here in the studio with us.
Hey, guys.
What did I do?
What do you mean?
What did I do that was so wrong?
What's wrong?
Didn't do anything yet.
The Blackhawks. What did I do that was so wrong? Hey, we were just talking about this during the commercial break here. Yesterday, you did ruin my mojo, Wendy.
Sorry about that.
I was feeling very positively, and then I lost it. Then I gained it back, lost it, gained it back, lost it. And then at the end of the
Oprah
game,
Oprah Winfrey.
Yes. At the end of the show.
I'm sorry, a delayed reaction from me.
I am very much like Oprah. I'm both deeply in love with Stedman. At the end, I was like, I felt good about this. And then being in the room, watching it, mm-hmm. It was crazy how physical St. Louis is with the Hawks. And I'm thinking to myself, in the offseason, that's probably what the Hawks need to start thinking about, more thugs.
Yeah, maybe.
You know?
Maybe.
Because they just were getting manhandled.
And that's a big team. The Blues are a big team.
Physically big, yeah.
Why are you talking about the offseason already?
It's not there yet. I was watching the game
last night,
and I might have dozed off a little bit, but, you can always DVR if that happens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I woke up at 2:30 in the morning, and the game was still on, and I'm like, how many overtimes is there?
That's true.
Are there, I guess. But no, I wonder.
Last season we learned that they would play two full games. To me, there's always hope. There's mm-hmm. always hope, but I could see where this team is better than they are at the moment.
Hmm.
You know, and that's hard because I never see that with the Hawks. So we'll just see. It just doesn't seem to be their moment. Eddie O will be here a little bit later on. I will not say that to him because my God, if I say that to him, you know what I'm going to get?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get a whole lot of Canadian by way of Oklahoma. That's what I'm going to get. Also, Cokie Roberts is going to be with us coming up in just a few minutes. She'll talk about what happened
in the Blackhawks game.
In the Blackhawks game last night.
I'd love to hear her insight. Take.
Andrew Shaw, should have been. Well, first of all, there was one moment where there were so many guys in the penalty box, it was like county jail. It was like guys just sitting there waiting to be, to get showered at county jail on intake.
Yeah, it was hard to tell at the game that it was Shaw that was in trouble and not Anisimov, and who was doing what to whom.
Did a pizza show up while they were all in there?
It might as well have. They were sitting there, and at one moment, they just sort of let at county jail. They go, all right, we're all the beds are full tonight. You guys get to go.
I'm not sure that's the case, but we'll see.
But it was a weird, 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 weird moment. So Cokie Roberts will have her thoughts on the Blackhawks. Michael Steele will be here.
Talking Blackhawks.
He will also be discussing just issues of the first period last night.
And about
Michael Steele on ice.
Yes. Oh, I see what you did there. Mm-hmm. I see what you did there. There are some longtime Blackhawks fans who are just laughing their sister off right
Thank
now.
Thank you, the three of you.
You're welcome. And Hal Dardick, who it sounds like he might have been an NHL player, right?
Yeah.
That's one of those names.
It does.
Yep.
From the Tribune is going to be with. We're going to talk about this, the Lucas Museum. And the last shot at Lucas Museum is to tear down that ugly thing on the lakefront anyway and start over again.
Mm-hmm.
But now what's that going to cost us?
It's got to happen. We cannot lose this Lucas Museum. It's going to bring jobs and people and tourism. It's got to happen.
I would think so. And Harriet Tubman joins us at
great.
In the 5 o'clock hour to discuss landing on the $20 bill.
Oh. Awesome.
All right.
Have a good show, guys.
Thank you. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago, WGNradio.com. News brought to you by the Captain James A. Lovell Federal Health Care Center. Judy Pilak.
A shooting at a St. Louis college where many Illinois kids attend. We'll check that story, but first to check on traffic, here's Violetta Podramatic.
The Eden's clear in both directions between Lake Cook Road and the Junction. Coming in on the Kennedy, 40 minutes from O'Hare to downtown, 30 minutes on the reverse trip. The Ike, 45 minutes either way between Thorndale and the old post office. Outbound Stevenson, 45 minutes, Lakeshore Drive to 355, 30 minutes back in. And inbound Dan Ryan, 30 minutes, 95th to the Burns Circle. Slight delays outbound at 20 minutes. I'm Violetta Podramatic in WGN. Traffic Central.
Brought to you by Burger King. Get a whole lot more for a lot less at Burger King. Introducing their new 5 for $4 deal. Just $4 gets you a bacon cheeseburger, 4 chicken nuggets, small fries, and a drink, and a cookie. The new 5 for $4 deal only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary.
Police at Washington University in St. Louis urging students, faculty, and staff to go to a safe place after a shooting that injured at least one person on campus. The university is sending an alert to students, urging them to shelter in place. It's not immediately clear if an arrest has been made. Chicago Teachers Union President Karen Lewis isn't one to mince words, but what she said at the City Club of Chicago today could stir up some controversy. She called Governor Rauner a new ISIS recruit.
I've been reading in the news lately all about these ISIS recruits popping up all over the place. Has Homeland Security checked this man out yet?
Lewis went on to say Rauner's actions look like acts of terror on poor and working class people. Teachers are threatening to strike as early as next month. Andrew Shaw is apologizing for the slur he made during last night's Blackhawks-Blues game when he was sent to the penalty box.
I saw the video last night and I had a tough time sleeping. And you know what's gotten to me is I let my emotions get the better of me.
You can read his full statement as well as the Blackhawks statement at WGNradio.com. It was an important night for the presidential frontrunners as they got back to their winning ways, but even more delegates at stake next Tuesday.
The next five states look an awful lot like New York, which is good news for the frontrunners. Polls show Hillary Clinton leading Pennsylvania by 6, Connecticut by 9, and Maryland by 18, with numbers yet to come in Rhode Island and Delaware. Donald Trump is posting even larger leads. He could hit 50% in Connecticut, which would be his second best showing of the cycle after his towering victory on Tuesday.
Harriet Tubman will become the first woman on U.S. paper currency in 100 years. The 19th century leader of the Underground Railroad will replace the portrait of Andrew Jackson, the nation's seventh president. The nonprofit group trying to stop the Lucas Museum from being built on Chicago's Lakefront Museum campus isn't saying if it will continue with its lawsuit.
Friends of the park say they still want more information about the McCormick Place idea before making a decision about next steps. The group's lawsuit against the original site between Soldier Field and Lakeside Center was the last remaining barrier to the project. Their lawyer says the new proposal so far has not affected the ongoing court case. A hearing scheduled for this week was postponed, but is now scheduled for next month. Kim Gordon, WGN News.
And some Illinois lawmakers are calling on their colleagues to address the cost of prison phone calls. Peoria Democrat Jahan Gordon Booth says one of her constituents has an incarcerated son with mental health issues.
In order to talk to her son, she must pay $14.95 for a 15-minute phone call.
Lawmakers say inmates need strong family ties so they don't end up back in prison. A bill lowering the cost of a call is passed a House committee. Let's get a check now on WGN Sports. Here's Kevin Powell.
Blackhawks forward Andrew Shaw issued an apology today after his use of an anti-gay slur in last night's loss to the Blues at the United Center.
It's a hurtful word. And, 2016 now. It's time that everyone's been treated equally, and it's a hurtful word. I know that, and I'm sorry, and I want to apologize.
Shaw appeared to direct the slur at an official after being sent to the penalty box late in last night's 4-3 loss to the Blues. The NHL says they're looking into it, and there's a chance he could face disciplinary action. Meanwhile, the Hawks' backs are up against the wall. They're down 3-1 to the Blues in their first-round playoff series, with Game 5 shifting back to St. Louis tomorrow night. Face-off is at 8:30 here on 720 WGN. Philadelphia Eagles acquired the number 2 pick in next week's NFL draft. They sent 5 picks to the Cleveland Browns, including this year's first, third, and fourth round picks. The Eagles will likely take one of the top 2 quarterbacks, Carson Wentz or Jared Goff. The White Sox lead the Angels 2-0 in the 7th. Cubs trail the Cardinals 4-1 in the 7th. They're currently in a rain delay in St. Louis. And the Minnesota Timberwolves are reportedly in negotiations with former Bulls coach Tom Thibodeau to be the team's new coach and president of basketball operations.
That's great. I really like it. Great.
Just do your job. Kevin Powell, WGN Sports.
Your money and weather next on WGN.
Hey, everyone. It's John Weideman from the Chicago Blackhawks, and I wanted to tell you about the supernatural comfort of my new Ghost Bed mattress. Ghostbed is proudly made right here in Chicago by the sleep scientists at Nature Sleep. And with their easy 12-month FlexPay option and their 101-night sleep trial, Ghostbed can save you thousands and deliver pure sleep perfection to your front door. Doesn't that sound great? And for a limited time, you can save $50. Just visit ghostbed.com and use coupon code WGN.
Feeding your lawn every year and still not satisfied? That's because you're doing half the job. You must feed your soil, too, with Jonathan Green's New American Lawn Plan. Your soil is loaded with nutrients, but many never reach the grass because your soil chemistry and biology are not active. This includes nutrients from your lawn fertilizer, too. Jonathan Green's New American Lawn Plan corrects the problem with two soil-reviving fertilizers, Magi-Cal and Love Your Lawn, Love Your Soil. Magi-Cal adjusts soil chemistry by balancing the pH, while Love Your Lawn, Love Your Soil repairs soil biology by loosening hard soil and activating soil microbes. When both are in sync, lawn foods are completely absorbed by the grass and roots grow much deeper. Do the whole job. Feed your lawn and your soil with Jonathan Green's New American Lawn and get the great lawn you've always wanted. Available at Ace Hardware, True Value, Do It Best, and other independent retailers.
Built for business. In business, time is money. In business, money is also money. No wonder nearly 1,000 businesses choose Comcast Business Internet over DSL from the phone company every single day. Not only is it up to 5 times faster, it's actually a better value when you go with the fastest plan. So take a minute out of your busy schedule and call Comcast Business. It will be well worth your time and your money.
Switch to Comcast Business Internet. Then add voice and TV for just $34.90 a month. And ask about our 2-year price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 5/31/16. Restrictions apply. Limited to 1 voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Savings claim based on cost per megabits per second. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Your money on WGN, sponsored by Comcast Business. The Dow was up 44 points today, NASDAQ up 8, and the S&P 500 up 2. Crude oil is up $1.66 at $42.74. Gold's down 7.5 at $12.47. Corn, wheat, soybeans all settling up today. Cattle prices ended lower. Hog futures were higher at the Merck. Now the WGN forecast. Here's Tom Skilling.
Judy, Chicago has recorded its fourth 70-degree temperature of the last 5 days in all but lakeshore areas. Highs have hit 71 at O'Hare, 73 so far at Midway, but we have 50s going along the lakefront. The season total on 70s is up to 6 now, twice the number we saw last year by this time. Another warm 70-degree day on the way tomorrow, a sharp cool down Friday, but the weekend looks like it's going to be warm. We could be flirting with 80 again on Sunday. Tonight, showers, possibly a thunderstorm at times, milder, low 54. Thursday, sunshine in the morning, clouds build in the afternoon, warm again. Scattered showers, possibly a few gusty thunderstorms later in the day, but a high up to 74. Thursday night, showery, turning breezy and cooler late, low 43. And Friday, clouds give way to sunshine, but breezy and much cooler, a day of northeast winds, high of 56, but upper 40s lakeshore. Saturday sees winds go southeast, so partly sunny and warmer, high 68, but low 60s lakeshore. And Sunday, the warmest of all, partly sunny, windy, warm, high up to 80. There's a chance of a thunderstorm at night. I'm Tom Skilling in the WGN Weather Center.
It's 70 degrees at O'Hare, Midway 72, Oak Park 72. It's 55 degrees along Chicago's lakefront. Winds are southeast, 13 miles an hour. The barometer is falling. Next news, 3:30, or when news breaks, and at WGNradio.com. I'm Judy Pilak on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Aboard, you people. It is the Starship Rocon Show with Anna DeBlantis on 720 WGN, the radio. To make that perfectly clear,
that
I suppose.
It's on the radio?
Yeah, as people are in their car staring at the speaker going, where is the picture? Honey, where's the picture?
Why can't I see it?
Yeah, what's wrong with these people?
I just hear it, but it's not working.
All right, coming up, Cokie Roberts is going to join us here in just a few minutes. So we're going to give you a bunch of just information here, and then we'll stop down for traffic and some other commercials, and then Cokie will join us by way of Super Celebrity Satellite. I like when they do this.
Mm-hmm.
Join us that way. But Cokie is, she's got some thoughts on what happened last night in New York State.
Mm-hmm. And she wrote a great editorial also about the Harriet Tubman on the $20 bill for the New York Times today in an op-ed piece.
That's right. So Harriet Tubman gets the 20. When do we get the new 20s?
It's not for 10 more years, but that's one of her points, that she says that the more soon-to-be-updated $10 bill is the one that really should have been more heavily considered. So she says it's another wait-your-turn moment for American women. That was the subject of her op-ed piece.
That's interesting, but the 20s are more important.
It is. It's after the $1 and $100, which I was surprised there are more $20 in circulation than the $10.
Right. Yeah, because the tens and the fives, it's like have you noticed?
Who needs them?
They got some age on them now. When you see the tens and the fives, you're like, where has this been? What prison has this $5 bill been to before?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want to do the swipe of them and see what kind of things are on it or put it under the microscope or anything like that.
But, you know, they've been promising. The funny thing is we'll talk about it with Cokie a little bit, but at some point, I really don't care who's on the bill.
You just want a lot of them?
The one thing I do not want the bill to look like is, you know, when sometimes you go to like the Caribbean or even you go to Canada, and they have like different, they used to have different sizes for all the different denomination.
In England.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
In England, they've got that. They used to do that with the lira in Italy. And it's like, now they're all funny colors. And then, you know, like half the people look like Che Guevara standing, like a revolutionary standing on a rock. And you're like, I don't know. I just don't want it to look like that. I want it to always look like a dollar should look. And if it's George Washington or Harriet Tubman or it's Abraham Lincoln or, you know, whatever, Donald Trump, I just want the money to look like it's American money. And I want the people to look old and important that are on it.
She does. I think that the social media universe is saying that the picture they are selecting or seem to be selecting for Harriet Tubman makes her look kind of mean, angry. And then maybe there's a better picture of her.
She was not happy.
Let's
face it, Harriet Tubman, that was not easy running that Underground Railroad. All right, Violetta Pratomedic's got the WGN traffic trouble spots right here.
Some Forest Park-bound Blue Line trains are operating with residual delays after an earlier door problem at Montrose. As for travel times, they're beginning to climb the Kennedy 40 minutes in both directions between O'Hare and downtown. Outbound Eisenhower, 50 minutes from the old post office at Thorndale, 45 minutes back in. And the Stevenson, 50 minutes, LSD to 355, only 35 minutes on the flip. I'm Violetta Pratomedic in WGN Traffic Central.
Join me, Ro Khan, for a Chicago Derby Party presented by Tito's Handmade Vodka at Howells & Hood, Saturday, May 7th. It all starts at 3. Sip a double row 7. Enjoy a live broadcast and the best 2 minutes in sports. Details at WGNradio.com/events.
Have you been keeping up with the environment lately? Why doesn't somebody think of something brilliant to do with all those milk jugs? Enter By the Yard, the premier manufacturer of maintenance-free patio furniture and accessories, made from recycled plastic milk jugs right here in the USA. It's good for you and it's good for the environment. Buy it once, and you'll never have to replace it. These folks offer the best warranty in the business for a reason. Adirondacks, tables and chair sets, benches, planners, arbors, chaise lounges, rockers, none of which you'll have to store in your garage for the winter. Just pull out the hose in the spring and spray them off. You want to spend your summer entertaining, lounging and relaxing, not painting, staining and storing. Call 847-793-0303. Or go online to buytheyard.net to get your free catalog. Don't take care of the outdoor furniture. Let it take care of you and the environment with By the Yard.
Amazing results. I purchased this product with hopes that it would help prevent mold and mildew. My wife constantly suffers allergy attacks ranging from nasal congestion to irritated skin. Within just 3 days, her allergy attacks have ceased, and even after 3 weeks have not returned. She no longer wakes up congested and doesn't have to cover her entire body in medicated lotion due to allergy attacks. As the old saying goes, happy wife, happy life. This outcome was not expected, but what an amazing outcome. I will be using this product throughout the rest of my home every couple of months because my family's health and happiness are worth every penny this product costs. Would recommend to anyone.
The product? From Healthful Home, Fog U Mold. Fog U Mold, available at select Ace Hardware stores or visit homemoldtest.com. That's homemoldtest.com.
Image Tech has partnered with Samsung, the world leader in office technology, to bring Samsung's cutting-edge copiers, MFPs, and printers to Chicagoland businesses. Each MFP is powered by a 10-inch Android interface That interface can even be customized to suit individual needs with preloaded applications and widgets for one-tap access to frequently used functions. Customizable user interface further simplifies operation and can be shared with various Samsung MFPs. Just like all of Samsung's product, reliability is built in. You set the standard by completing the industry's first successful 1 million copy test. As a special introduction, ImageTech will have special pricing on the entire Samsung line. If you have been waiting to upgrade your office copier, MFP, or printer to get the best technology at a great value, ImageTech is the preferred office equipment dealer. They've served thousands of Chicagoland businesses. Samsung and ImageTech, your winning team. Visit ImageTech.com or call ImageTech at 800-870-0225, 800-870-0225. By the way, ImageTech is spelled with a C, not a CH, by the way. So ImageTech.com with just a C.
Weather in the first 5 minutes. Watch Chicago's first weather report at 10 p.m. with Tom Skilling. Weeknights on WGN-TV News at 10.
All right. True. Tom will be here, too, at 6:40 tonight to discuss his thoughts on things.
You seem more upbeat than I thought you'd be today. Because yesterday you were so upset about what might happen, and then it happened at the Hawks game.
It's always
and
best to get these things
you're
over
bouncing
with.
In here, and you're okay, it seems.
Oh, yeah, I'm great. Just ask me. I'm in such a great mood. All of the things that could possibly be going wrong in my life are going wrong currently.
Oh.
Hawks,
you're faking it.
Yeah, I'm totally faking it. The Hawks are they're probably going to lose in the first round. Mm. It looks like Donald Trump is going to win the Republican primary. and there's other stuff, too.
Mm-hmm.
But Cokie Roberts doesn't have to put up with that. She has to put up with a bunch of whiny questions from me about what the hell's gone wrong in the world. And
you have to put up with it, with Donald Trump winning the primary. But how are you guys?
Oh,
good.
Couldn't be better.
Cokie?
And first of all, I want to mention that Cokie's got a new book out called Capital Dames. Actually, this is the paperback version of this book, right? Is that
right,
what's
right.
happening?
The book, I'm happy to say, was a bestseller when it came out last year, and now it's out in paper.
And it's a look at the Civil War and the women of Washington during that era. It's a fascinating, fascinating thing, especially if you are a history buff. Do not miss this. And it's now...
Or a gossip buff.
Yeah, that's true. Right.
Yeah, it's like how you weave that in, too.
Well, they
like
were
the Real Housewives
yeah.
of
right.
the Civil War time
right,
and
exactly
beyond.
Right.
And they had
mm-hmm.
goblets of wine, just like the Real Housewives did. It's the same sort of deal. All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about what happened last night. Let's start with this just for a second, because so Donald Trump, he wins in New York. And we knew this was going to happen convincingly. I believe, and I was listening to all the analysis and trying to read the analysis going to 538.com today, and there's a lot of people still, I think, whistling in the graveyard about Donald Trump that he's not going to get to this 1237 number. There are 8 out of the 10 models of outcome for the next few months here that in the remaining primaries, and 8 out of the 10, he gets over 1250. So I don't see how he's the probable candidate. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. Absolutely, I agree with that. And I think that there's a lot of still sort of, oh, no, we can stop him, we can stop him. And in truth, I haven't thought that he was stoppable for months. But really, after New York, I don't see any way. And, of course, what we're going to start to see now, I think, is a kinder, gentler Donald Trump. I mean, last night he talked about Senator Cruz and mm-hmm. Governor Kasich. He didn't, you know, do the lion Ted. Now he's likely to revert to crooked Hillary. But still, he's been saying all along, you know, I just have these two other guys to knock off, and then I'm going to be so presidential, I'm going to be boring. So perhaps he's moved into what he considers his presidential mode.
I don't believe for a second he'll be able to keep that up.
I don't either.
He's just his temperament will not engage that. He is not. As soon as people start going after him personally, I had a very interesting analysis today.
Mm-hmm.
You know that one of the things he's so defensive because he's been defending his business brand for more than three decades.
Well, how about the night, you know, in Florida when he had his wine and his water and his steaks in front of him? I was just gobsmacked by that. And,
could you believe, Cokie Roberts, that you were seeing this
no,
in all the elections
no,
you've covered in
no,
your many years?
It was just phenomenal. You know, it was like QVC. And And you're absolutely right. That came because he was challenged that he didn't really have the steaks and the water and the wine. It turns out, in fact, he doesn't. But, you know, he brought him out there. So you're right. He's not going to be able to take a real hit. But he is going to do things that are going to make the Republicans feel better about him. He's dispatched people they've heard of before to go to Washington and talk to them. Things like that.
Yeah, well, that's interesting, and I just wonder how much this will be. At some point, will he continue to listen to these people, to the adults in the room?
Well, mm-hmm. that's a very good question. But look, at the same time that he can self-destroy, he can also destroy other people. I mean, look what he did to Jeb Bush and Marco Rubio. And Hillary Clinton has to be very, very nervous. I don't think she understands how bad this can get.
100% right. Mm-hmm. That is so right. I mean, that's the thing. She doesn't. Maybe she does understand how bad it can get. I mean, she's been through a lot. Let's face it. But I think she doesn't understand that one of the tools here that he's using has a double-edged reaction, which is he will suppress the turnout because people are going to be very turned off by politics if he goes very heavy after her. Suppressed turnout will be good for him, as it is mostly for Republicans, right?
Right.
But if he really does soften her up with independents, they're like, oh, maybe, I know, is it really? He could win. I mean, he's gotten a lot of luck here.
I keep saying that he could be the next president of the United States. Most of my colleagues disagree with me, but I absolutely think that's very, very possible.
But don't you think then the Clinton camp turns up the fear of what a President Trump presidency looks like?
That would be smart for them. It's not only smart, it's responsible, you know, to do that. If you've got a candidate that's been saying Mexicans are rapists and keep Muslims out of the country, not to mention what he said about women, it's not fear-mongering to say to Mexicans and Hispanics and Muslims and women, watch out here.
Hey, let me ask you this, Cokie. What do you think, in Chicago, I mean, listen, you're from Louisiana. You know a little bit about how this is played.
For a while, though, you guys have been making us look like pikers.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
You're
really
good right now.
Well, up until recently, yeah.
In jail, that it made me, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Felt like we needed to throw another one in.
But mm-hmm. You know how this game is played. You know, here in Chicago, if you had, you know, somebody nobody sent that, you know, started, you know, running for alderman or something, or for water reclamation district, and you didn't like them, you put up somebody with their exact same name in on the ballot.
I love the fact that you say somebody nobody sent.
Yeah.
If you had said that on a national broadcast, nobody would have any idea what you were talking about.
Yes,
but it is key in both Chicago and Louisiana.
Yes, exactly. So this is it. Exactly right. So now we need to find another guy named Donald J. Trump to run for president of the United States.
With the same personality,
right.
Disorder, and everything.
And believe me, both Republicans and Democrats will fund the crap out of that guy's campaign. So they get him on TV and they get him on every ballot.
Well, you know, the other thing that happens in our home states is that people get into the race for the sole purpose of being paid off to get out of the race.
Right.
You know, it's a straight cash transaction. But the problem with Trump is, you know, he doesn't need the money.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, totally.
Speaking of getting out of the race, though, can we ask about Sanders on the other side? Is he what's going to happen here? I mean, it's looking less and less likely that he has any path, but he's staying in. What makes him get out? Does he get out? What happens here, Cokie?
I don't think he gets out at all. But the real question is, how does he stay in? Does he stay in the same mode that he's been in for the last few weeks, where he has been just on the attack nonstop, doing all kinds of things to tear down Clinton? Or does he stay in and talk about the things that he's interested in, the issues that he wants to talk about, as he did at the beginning of the campaign? And I think that really is the question.
She's getting middled so badly here.
Yeah,
again,
she's
there's mm-hmm. a lot of damage that's being done to her candidacy. All right, Cokie Roberts, thank you so much. Capital Dames, now in paperback. Go pick it up. It's, again, for your historical or gossip needs. It's if you want, if you like history or you like the Real Housewives, it's a nice couple's read, I think. Don't you think?
I do.
Way to do it. Read it to each other in
scandalous.
Bed at night. Yeah, it's a lot going on. You know, they were having sex back then too.
They had a lot of stuff
remarkable,
going on,
isn't it?
Yes, yeah. I know. I can't believe it. I guess that's how they made little Civil War people. Yeah. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Cokie.
Nice to be with you.
All right.
Thanks, Cokie.
The great Cokie Roberts. We got Judy Pilak's news coming your way in 2 minutes.
The 2016 NFL Draft.
On April 28th, Pro Football brings its draft to Chicago. Football.